Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta joins us in studio. Here's one for you, Jen. Time truly is money in Switzerland. A court ruled that a Swiss watch company was justified in telling workers, if you need a bathroom break, clock out and take it on your own time. So if you have to use the restroom, no matter how long you're in there, you're not getting paid those 2 to 7 to 8 minutes, however long. The company found a legal loophole because the Swiss do have labor laws. However, those laws do not say anything specifically about the toilet.
Yeah, you know why this is an issue? Because some people take 45 minutes to go to the bathroom. If you're in there just doing a little tinkle, they don't care if you miss 2 minutes. They don't care if you miss 5 minutes. They care when you start missing 15-minute increments and y'all, okay, I'm not saying you guys specifically, but it is your gender that sits in the bathroom for ever.
No, wait a minute.
No, just say wait a minute, because I have waited 45 minutes before.
Yeah, you might be on the side.
Right?
There.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
We can read.
Yeah, exactly. The worst thing was you guys
I'm
having
show
phones.
Prepped in here. Leave
having
me
phones on the potty, okay? So, yes, I understand why this company would be like, you know, we're paying you to work and you guys are on your phones on the toilet. Like, we all know that that's a reality, you know, and some people take longer than others. But once you start creeping past 15 minutes, I understand a company saying, I'm not paying you for that.
Man, when you said we should ask Jen about this, I did not see this taking this start.
How could
you
not have? How could you not have? Again, well, it's representative. It might not be you two specifically, but
I do believe that people like schedule their time in the bathroom to like help kill an hour during the morning at work. You know, roll in at 9:30. Okay, I'll get back to the desk around 10.
Have that first coffee. You know, yeah. There we go. You know,
and then maybe an afternoon affair, quick, just to take care of that too. And then all of a sudden,
so good on this company for recognizing that some of their employees are trying to take advantage of this, and them going. Yeah, I do think unless it were an issue, the reason they're addressing it is because it's become an issue.
It was a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably true.
All right, what if you're having problems?
Hey,
in a
tough
day.
You still got to clock out.
So then what, you only get paid for 6 hours of work? I suppose if you only did 6 hours
of
work.
Well, so could you theoretically, just from a loophole standpoint, conspiracy theory, could you claim sick time? I was sick.
Uh-huh.
Because sick time is paid time,
yes.
Right? You get paid. Maybe there's a loophole there. Like, well, I wasn't feeling well, so I need that to count as sick time. Just trying to throw some ideas out there for my Swiss brethren.
Right. No, I think that's a good idea. I think we have opportunities now. I would love to be the boss that has to busy audit all the hours that aren't being worked and having to check to see what Gary is doing right now.
But how are they monitoring this? Is there going to be a bathroom monitor? Is there going to be somebody?
The time clock is right there by the bathroom.
The old Looney Tunes cartoon with the sheepdog and the wolf or whatever it was. And
right.
Punching in at the beginning of the day.
I've punched a literal time clock in my day.
Oh, when's the last time I did that? I worked at a restaurant in high school, and that's how we punched in and punched out.
Yeah. All the little cards sitting there right on the wall. And you come in.
Do they still exist or is everything done phone now? Because you can punch in and out on your phone now with apps.
Yeah, and now they can monitor like the boop. You can monitor the boop.
Yeah, okay.
You know, now most people are going to go, what the hell is she talking about? But I'm talking about you walk into the building, you got a boop thing there. Yeah. What is that called? Beep.
Just like the fob.
Yeah. See, you don't know either.
It's bobbing in.
But that's how people now are timing in. It's all done electronically. Not all, but some places.
Well, the trick with that, too, is you beep, and then you just go right to the bathroom.
If you guys would just be efficient with your business, this would not be a storyline. This would not be something we had to discuss on
Very
Thursday morning.
In here.
Very busy.
Thank you, Jen.
Bye, guys.